polarizing topic before their regularly scheduled fall league meeting. The NFL and the Players Association issuing a joint statement last week saying there has been no policy change that will require players to stand for the anthem, though there is talk they are discussing just such a rule. President Trump yesterday repeated his call for NFL owners to punish players who take a knee during the anthem.
When you go down and take a knee or any other way, you're sitting, essentially, for our great national anthem.
On another front, the president predicting a short-term fix on health care, followed by a long-term fix.
We got calls, emergency calls, from the Democrats, and I think probably the Republicans were also calling them, saying, let's come up with at least a short-term fix of health care in this country.
Speaking of health care, Apple's reportedly taking a serious look at getting into that business. CNBC says the tech company came very close recently to buying medical clinic startup Crossover Health, which highlights its digital features like mobile apps that allow people to make same-day appointments. Apple also reportedly approached the nationwide primary medical care group One Medical, which makes extensive use of mobile apps. CNBC reports Apple's health team has been exploring expansion into primary health care for about a year now. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
At best, you could say it's in its final legs. The premiums are going through the roof. The deductibles are so high that people don't get to use it.
President Trump today holding nothing back when calling out Obamacare.
Obamacare is a disgrace to our nation, and we're solving the problem of Obamacare.
The president saying a reform could take place in the Congress next year, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they're on the same page.
We have the same agenda. We've been friends and acquaintances for a long time. We talk frequently. We don't give you a readout every time we have a conversation.
President Trump's choice for the U.S. drug czar withdrawing his name from consideration. Trump said GOP Representative Tom Marino of Pennsylvania let him know of his decision today. Marino's withdrawal comes after news surfaced that he helped pass legislation that weakened the DEA's authority to stop drug distributors. USA Radio News.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contract, limited time, and $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to get started with Real Estate Matters in a few minutes. I'm going to play, first things first, a little pre-Weber intro, which is sponsored by...
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
So, that gets followed by the weather itself. The weather is being read off of my handy-dandy Android. It is currently sunny and 62. We are going to reach a high of, and I'm looking at it as I talk, it says a high of 60, so it looks like we've passed it. Tomorrow, we're going to go down tonight to 37. That's a lot better than last night. Those little flowers were frigid this morning. Tomorrow, we're going to hit 71, have a low of 40. Following day, 71, low of 46. Following day, 71, low of 43. That's starting, and I sound like Groundhog here. Anyway, we're going to have in the 70s, very low 70s each day, and a very high 40s, low 50s each night until we get till next Wednesday, and it really cools off. It looks like that's the end of the pike for this abnormally unseasonal weather that we've been having. Before we get started, they've asked me to play a few of our paid commercials. I'm going to do that, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So if that sounded a little like me, it should have. That was my paid commercial. And I'm Joe Peters. I'm with Coldwell Banker. I am based in the Hunterdon and Somerset County area. I actually live in the Clinton Beaverbrook area, and my office with Coldwell Banker is over in the Warren Watchung area, and I service all the areas in between. I've been a licensed realtor for 14, going on 15 years at this point in time, and the best description I could give you is I'm a professional. Low-key, not pushy, know what I'm talking about, and get the job done. And if that's the kind of realtor you're looking for, you've dialed into the right radio show. And I can be reached at 908-238-0118, as it said. My site is J-P-E-T-E-R-S, jpeters.com, and you can find a ton of information there. What I thought we would do today, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we went through a buyer consultation where I sat down with my radio audience as if they were buyers meeting me for the first time, and we talked through the various aspects of the relationship between the agent and the buyer. Today I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to talk to you as if you were a seller considering engaging me and my services in order to sell your home. And it's a pretty big investment, so it's a pretty big decision. And usually when I meet a buyer or husband and wife or any pair of co-owners of a house, I realize I'm probably one of at least three people or agents that they're going to talk to. I work for Coldwell Banker, one of the full-service agencies. Prior to Coldwell, I was for 14 years with Weichert here in Clinton. And all agencies operate under the same guidelines. And you might say, well, first of all, what is an agent and where do these guidelines come from? Well, the first thing you need to understand is that a real estate agent is an independent contractor. They're paid on a 1099. They're not an employee of the agency they work for. They're an independent contractor, but they must not only abide by the state guidelines, but they must also abide by the realtor that they're working for, the realtor that they're working for's guidelines. And they're usually fairly similar, but what I'm going to do today is go through these in a little more detail with you so you have a better understanding. First things first, let's look at it from a legal aspect. My obedience is to your lawful instructions. If I'm going to represent you as a seller agent, and we'll talk about agency a little later, I'm going to be loyal to your interest above our own, and I'm going to give you a disclosure for material and pertinent facts, confidentiality for any info you provide us regarding your motivation, urgency, financial position, or personal situation, and that remains confidential unless you give me express written authority, accounting for your money, your paperwork, your dates, and reasonable care in accordance with license laws. In effect, I'm not in sales. I'm a service provider, and I'm providing you with a service. And pardon the analogy, but I think most people can relate to this. They understand what a realtor, and I'm even pronouncing it, realtor has two syllables in it, realtor. There's no realtor. I provide you with what a realtor needs to provide you with, and you probably understand to a great extent what it is a realtor needs to do. But the analogy is it's sort of like you also understand what an undertaker needs to do, but you don't understand how that person needs to do it, what the steps are, what the resources are they're drawing upon on in order to do it. A realtor is the same way. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of laws. There's a lot of people to talk with and negotiation with. So let's talk, as I said, we talk about representation. As your listing agent, I represent your interest at all times. I will review how my legal responsibilities may modify if the buyer is my client, which makes me a disclosed dual agent, or another buyer from my same agency. If the buyer is a client of mine, provincial law deems that I have a higher form of responsibility. If that occurs, you will know about it in advance, but all client information remains completely confidential. All parties receive equal treatment, and that's one thing you're giving up. And if I was just representing you as a seller agent, I do not have to give the other party equal treatment. And everyone's entitled to market information. I cannot make any decisions for you. I cannot promise to sell your property for more than the probable price demonstrated in our comparable market analysis, and I cannot hide or misrepresent any material facts or defects about your property. I cannot discriminate in any way or violate fair housing laws, and I cannot collect any referrals or accept any rebates without your full knowledge or awareness. Quite frankly, I can only be paid by my agency. If I sell your house, the seller, which would be you in this case, would pay my agency an agreed upon percentage, which is negotiable, and I would receive part of that percentage as the agent representing you as the seller's agent. The other part would go to the buyer's agency, and they would split that with their buyer's agent. In the event I was representing both, that I brought you a buyer, well, then I would receive both sides. But what I've stipulated earlier, equalness has to apply. So what are the selling factors when you go to sell your house? You've heard it 100 times. Location, location, location. Great conditions sell properties faster. So where it's located, the condition it's in, the curb appeal draws the immediate interest. When somebody pulls up to your house, and I can ask this question all the time, where should I invest my money? First thing is curb appeal. If they can't see themselves listing in their house, it doesn't matter what your house looks like inside. I've seen a lot of people pull up the great houses and say, nope, it's not what I'm looking for. And in essence, what they're telling you is, when my friends pull up, I need to have a better curb appeal than what I'm seeing here. Market conditions then determine the time frame and the pool of potential buyers. I tell people that they ask me what their house is worth and how much it's gone up. I say it depends where it's at and what price point it's in. If your house is in one of our key areas, which are typically the Clinton area, Raritan and Reddington townships, then you've got a great location. That's where people want to live. They don't want to live in Holland. They don't want to live over in Bethlehem. They will if they can find the right value, but they really want to live in the free areas that comprise about half of our sales, Clinton Township being one, Reddington Township, Raritan Township. Then what we have is really a tale of two markets. We have a market where the first and second time buyers purchase. That does about 75 to 80% of our business, and it actually is the 500 and under market. Once you get above 500, if your house is clean, there's still a market for you. If your house is priced right, there's still a market for you. But the higher you go, the less of a market you get. It's like going to the top of a pyramid. The higher the floor, the less square footage you've got. In this case, it's the less potential clients you've got. So location is important. Price point is important. Condition is important. And then the market. Without these factors working together, you will not receive the results you may have anticipated. I have so many people that say, my house has got the heavy-duty nails, or my house has been built far superior to any other one on the block. My house is this, my house is that. It's a pompous, self-serving attitude, and it doesn't serve. It hinders. And my job is to bring you down to reality and say, here's where I think your house should be priced. Here is the client that I think will be buying your house. Here is where those clients are coming to us from, and I'm unique at Coldwell Banker. I'm one of the few agencies that can tell you that. And here is what the price point that I think they would pay for your house would be. And, by the way, here's who you're going to compete with so that you can take a ride around and take a look at your competition. Let's talk about fees for a sec. Fees are divided as follows. It's a four-way split. If I had a dollar bill, I'd rip it in four and say half goes to the selling agency, half goes to the buying agency. And the part that goes to the selling agency, a portion of that goes to the agency itself, and a portion of that goes to the selling agent. The more successful the selling agent, typically the more they get to keep. It's just the way sales work. Same thing on the buyer side. Part of it goes to the buying agency, and a part of it goes to the buyer's agent. Once again, the proportion is set between them. So the listing firm who splits the listing agent, there's referral fees to any firm who referred you. And this happens even within agencies. If I had an agency that an agent in South Jersey who said somebody's aunt's moving up to your territory, you will take a referral, that means, yes, I'll take the referral. And in effect, I will have to pay them a percent of my commission for referring to me. It's only fair. They're bringing me business. I'm giving them a part of my commission. It doesn't mean you as a seller or a buyer pay any addition. It's just how the commission is split up. The buyer always funds the transaction and pays for all transaction fees when making an offer to you. Let's say that again. The buyer funds the transaction and pays for all transaction fees when making an offer to you. The gross amount offered and accepted is used to settle all costs of doing business. So the buyer brings the money to the table, but it's probably, as an agency fee, going to come out of your selling price. Consult your tax professionals for advice on this. And that's one thing I cannot do is give you accounting or tax advice. We sign an opinion 26 when I go to list your house, that I'm not allowed to give this to you, and we also sign the same thing when I go to sell a house. So we went through selling factors, we went through fees. Let's go through professional services. Here's the duties I have to you: to expose your property to the marketplace. In other words, I bring the market to you. To field, assess, and convert buyer inquiries. I work with the buyers and try to understand whether they're a match to you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to sort of filter out the ones that I don't feel are a match. Why get your rugs dirty if they're not going to buy your house? Monitor the showings and get feedback. Work with the buyer agents from any firm. I cannot be specific as to which. That's what GSMLS is all about. And then present and negotiate the offers received to you. Every written offer has to be presented. I will not present a verbal offer. They're not worth the paper they're not written on. I tell them put it on paper, and by law I have to present it. And then I facilitate the inspection process and make the house available. I stay out of their way. I interface with all peripheral professionals, and then I follow in on the transaction details through closing, providing our clients with advance guidance, options and alternatives, ramifications to choices. For these services, my firm charges a listing fee. It's only fair. And it's not just my firm, every firm. Cooperative agencies. In addition to my firm's listing fee, I encourage you to identify additional fee that is offered to cooperating agents and buyers. Our code of ethics, MLS rules, and license laws require us to disclose the amount selected. Our firm may suggest an amount to offer cooperating agents who have interested buyers. And the amount offered is less than a buyer's agent's employment agreement with their buyer client, they may see additional amount built into the offer, and that's from the buyer's side. If the amount offered is less than their contract, the buyer client may choose not to view your property. So the buyer's agent contracts with the buyer, and they contract that I am not going to sell you a house for any less than, and they pick a percent. Let's just like say 3%. If you're only offering 2.5%, they still want to look at the house, they have to pay them the extra 0.5%. You don't. you've contracted to sell your house at a specific percent, and that's the way it's going to be sold. And you may put out additional stipends. You may want to say, if we can get this under contract in the first 30 days, I'll pay an additional $1,000. But that's paid out to the agency, and it's split between the agency and agent that brings the offer in concert with their agreement. Buyer inquiries. We also field all inquiries from print and internet ads, your property sign, our company website, other internet advertising websites, phone inquiries into our busy offices. Our objective is to secure you an appointment to view your property. Required pre-authorizations. A neutral statement to the buyers to answering the eternal question, why are they moving? Permission to provide lock boxes, install signs, and an authorization for your local lender and lawyer to discuss confidential aspects of your transaction if needed to exchange copies of your contract. So let's go through that. Required pre-authorization. I have to have a neutral statement for somebody saying why are they moving. And you and I will come up with that. And it could be trading up, could be trading down, could be moving, could be downsizing, you know, whatever. Permission to provide lock boxes. You give me the permission, or I can't put the lock box sign and mail things out. And then authorization for your lender and lawyer to discuss contract. And you sign these authorizations with each one. Getting the property ready. This is where I become brutally frank with you. And I don't mean nasty. I just mean like your brother or sister. I have to tell you my honest opinion about decluttering, packing up things and getting them out, cleaning up, sprucing up, neutralizing, make necessary repairs, how to view the TV networks for prepping a home as homework, and considering having your property professionally staged. One of the things I do differently is I'm not allowed to pay for staging, but I will bring a professional stager in to give you a one-hour, what we call walk and talk. It's an assessment. And that person will come back with three levels of staging, basic, intermediate, and full. And based on that, she or he will show you how staging will help you sell your house for the maximum amount and in less time. Property showing appointments. Agents from other firms will call my office to verify your property is still available for sale and secure an appointment. We will agree on a showing plan that will maximize availability. If the buyers are turned away, they may not return. And it is a fleeting market. So if somebody wants to see your house, typically what I put night before required, 2 hours on weekends, something along those lines. And then if they call and say, well, I have a hot agent from out of town and a hot prospect from out of town, I'm saying, I'm sorry, I need the 2 hours unless it's weekend, I need night before. I will secure all the pertinent information with the buyer agent, which will be logged into our system. I'm going to record who showed the house and when. Once confirmed, we'll provide the showing instructions. The buyer agent will accompany the buyer. They never come in by themselves. They have no way of getting into your house. And it's best that you are not present. And I can't emphasize this enough. If you're present, they're going to spend about one-third of the time in your house that you want them to spend. They do not appreciate you being there. You do not need to be there. And if you insist on being there, you're severely limiting your chances of finding a buyer. And then we get feedback. After an agent has shown your property, I will contact them for feedback. Good buyer agents do not provide feedback, since any comments must be authorized in writing by the client prior to them sharing confidential information with us. Some agents will still give me feedback, whether their client authorizes them or not. If I receive feedback from anyone, positive or negative, I will tell it to you. So what that says is they're representing the buyer. I'm representing the seller. They don't have to tell me what the buyer thinks. But in most cases, they will give me some feedback, and I will share that with you. And just the same way, I don't have to tell the buyer why you're moving or what other conditions, other questions that they have no right to the answers. Pets, big issue. Everybody's got pets. Not everyone appreciates your pets. I have customers that are afraid of cats and dogs. I have people that are allergic to pets. I have children that are fearful of pets. Although your pets probably are very friendly, and some pets can become distressed when strangers visit their property. And for insurance and liability reasons, it's best to remove or cage your pets for everyone's protection. Please do not expect showing agents to keep your pets from leaving the dwelling. Have a plan for pets so that showings can occur without being delayed or postponed. Open houses. I will discuss the pros and cons of marketing approach. There's broker open houses, firm previewing tours, public open houses, and virtual tours. We are not responsible for the protection of your valuables and safety of your prescription drugs. First of all, broker open houses are done between ourselves and other agents within our brokerage and other offices from our brokerage, and they're probably done once for your house, if at all. They're sort of growing out of vogue because we get less and less with more and more capability of viewing it online. Some people want to do a preview. An agent may want to come take a quick look at your house before they bring a customer over. I will find out what they're looking for. I will discuss with them what it's the best time for them to do. It's usually a five-minute walkthrough. And then virtual tours, this just helps. We do this mostly for our higher-end customers, and they can actually take a walk through your house without coming into your house. It's not the same. They can't see what they're looking to see for the virtual tour, but it does give them about, well, if just looking at some still pictures is a 1 out of 10, this brings them up to about a 5 out of 10. They get a feel for it, but they still need to see it. It just eliminates or minimizes the amount of people who are going to come and actually walk through your house. So we've listed your house. We've decided on the commissions. We've talked out the legal aspects. We've done everything I've talked about so far, and an offer comes in. This is an interesting point for you because when an offer comes in, it is usually a pretty good sign. We probably have a little bit of an indication that an offer is forthcoming because in most cases, I do not put the seller's disclosure out, which is a legal document that you fill out and I sign. I cannot fill it out for you. You have to fill it out for yourself. You have to be truthful on it because if you're not, you can be sued and you don't want that to happen. And it says, do you have any leaks? How old's the roof? How long have you lived here? It asks about 120 questions. And if you spend an hour filling it out truthfully, you're not going to have any problems. But once it's ready, I put it on file. Some agents put it out for anybody to see. But I like to keep it on file, and when somebody has asked me for a seller's disclosure, I know that they've got a serious buyer out there. And then I start to ask them questions, what they're looking for, what their thoughts are, what they're kind of, you know. But eventually, through that process, we're going to get an incoming offer. I'll fully explain all offers, including verbal and extremely low offers, although I'm going to tell you we've got a verbal offer. I'm not going to present it to you until it is put in writing. So I'll fully explain all offers, and my license requires me to do that. Initial offers can change dramatically, so don't be upset. A lot of people go into sticker shock. Oh, my God, I asked $450, and they offered me $390. Forget it. It's negotiation. And I have extensive training to negotiate those offers for you. Once reviewed, I will outline with you your options and alternatives, and you'll then inform me as to your decision. I'll follow through on your instructions. I work for you. If you are away, I will arrange to present the offers, any offers to you via whatever the most convenient mode is. Presentation. Sometimes the buyers instruct their agent to present the offer to us in person or a conference call. I encourage this process since I am there to represent you and clearly know more about the buyer than I do. The buyer agent can only present the offer if they cannot negotiate. And when we see multiple offers, I'll discuss that process and your options with you. Multiple offers. My intention is to generate high interest in the marketplace, and more offers come in, the better position you're going to be in. You do not owe me a bonus for selling your property quickly. The service comes along with the experience. to respect MLS rules and license regulations, I'll discuss how multiple offers are addressed when there are competing agents. All offers are presented as they arrive. I don't do this in advance because I think it confuses people. When we come to a multiple offer, I'll say, okay, here's your options. So one of the things we get from time to time is usually if a newer agent, they want to present it in person. And what I will do with you is get a letter on file to say that all offers are to be presented through me. You don't want to sit down with the other agent, and you definitely don't want to sit down with the buyer and hear their offer. So we get typically 99% of our offers are presented agent to agent. Then once I understand the terms, I sit down with you and we go over it. And if there's multiple offers, then we go through the second part of that. Evaluating the offer. Once the offer has been presented, I will offer you advice and guidance on the process and possible negotiating strategies. You may accept or reject or counteroffer any terms or conditions. You decide what you want to do since all decisions are yours to make, and some buyers may not choose to wait while you decide. And that's the case. I get a lot of buyers who say you have an offer on the table and it's good till 5 o'clock tomorrow night. You don't have to respond by 5 o'clock tomorrow night, and they don't have to wait past that time. They don't really have to wait anyway, so it's sort of a bully tactic. But you may want to, depending whether or not you have other offers or how good your offer was. Customary contingencies. We have initial and additional deposits. We typically put $1,000 down up front, and a balance of 5% within 10 days of attorney review being concluded. We have mortgage contingencies, and the offer has to be accompanied by a paper saying that they're authorized to make that based on the bank's understanding of their finances. And then we have to have it to be insurable. It has to inspect, and then any inspection issues have to be resolved. They may ask for seller-funded concessions for points, repairs, closing costs. When they come up, I'll explain that to you. But in effect, you don't have to give any. But what they typically try to do is maybe bury their selling costs into the offer by offering you a little more. So let's say you have a house for $400,000. They make an offer for $390,000, but they really want to give you $400,000 and get $10,000 back at closing. That's typically how. And then there's kick-out clauses. And I will, when this occurs, go through those with you. But if in effect, you take an offer and they have a home sale contingency, you tell them they have 72 hours to kick that contingency out should you get another offer. And then closing dates. These are customer contingencies. And You're going to negotiate several things. One is price, two is terms and dates, and what's included are the terms. And then three, you're negotiate what's included and what's not included. We list that in the contract, but a lot of times they'll see a pool table and want it, or a light fixture and want it, or window treatments. Contract extensions. All performance dates require written evidence of satisfactory completion. If I have not received the notification for a written extension, it may be requested by either party. The agents must ensure that paperwork is signed by all parties prior to expiration date, and if not, it may result in someone incurring a financial penalty or loss of rights. And that's usually the loss of rights. Legal representation. You are entitled to consult with a legal representative at any time. Please remember that a timely response is important, and I cannot accept the responsibility that the buyer rescinds or moves on. And it's important to select a lawyer that specializes in real estate, not necessarily the lawyer you've always dealt with. We have people that do it. It runs somewhere between $1,000, $1,200, maybe a little more, depending on the size of the transaction, to sell a house. And there's people that do these for a living, and they're probably one of the people you want. And then securing signatures. If negotiations are successful, I will ensure that all initials and signatures are complete. The copies will then be given to you and anyone else that you authorize me to. I'll then monitor the progress in terms, the contract and performance dates, and the deposits on a property will then be placed in an escrow account with one of the two attorneys, and you'll decide which attorney that is. The inspection process. This is... This is usually a pretty touchy process because we don't inspect until we're out of attorney review. But the process is a mutually agreed to time frame after attorney review, and even if the property is sold as is, they have the right to inspect. If not, they're not going to buy it. The buyer agent accompanies the buyer and inspectors for the entire duration. I'm there, or one of my agents with me, working with me, is there, and they stay in the background and help offer access and answer any sort of a facilitator. If you are present, we recommend that you are not. They should have total range of inspecting. The buyer agent may attempt to gain verbal agreement on repairs or commitments. That's another good reason for you not to be there. I'm not present, and it's best that you are not as well. So no one relies on any statements made, but that's quite the contrary. I am present, just not actively involved. Repair requests. Inspectors will submit a written report. It'll have 110 things on it. If inspections are required, it's best to have them made in writing with a copy of the first page of the report. I'll review it. I'll then formulate on your instructions. So let me restate that. There's going to be repairs requested. If there's 110 things, he's probably going to want about a dozen of them. I tell all of my buyers that if you ask for everything on this inspector's report, the deal is dead. They're not going to fix everything. They're not going to fix an air conditioner that's nearing end of life or a stove that's nearing end of life. If it works, it works, and they're not going to fix it. You're buying a house that's of the age the house is with the condition of the appliances that are within the house. So you'll get repair requests for things. Some things you've got to fix or let them out of the contract. Mechanical, structure, septic, well, anything to do with contamination or wood destroying insects, and there's a few other things. But there will be things like the chimney needs to be repointed, the windows are fogged, that the seal is broken, the whatever is near end of life. Those are negotiable. So you'll be advised, and it's in the contract, what you have to fix or let them out. Then everything else is totally negotiable. Finalizing the repair phase, mutually agreed upon, it's negotiation. Sometimes the lender will send an inspector, that's usually done with FHA. Mortgage contingency, with a predetermined time frame, you've got to have a written mortgage contingency. And that's the selling process. So there's some logical questions. How am I going to get your home sold for top dollar in the market? We could either do a certified program or a pre-inspection. There's a lot of tricks to the trade there. But what I like to do is go through the house with you and understand the condition of the house. And if there's some questionable things, I may ask you to spend several hundred dollars and get a preemptive inspection done. Probably run you $300 to $400. Somebody will come through and inspect it, give you a very brief verbal report, and you'll have a. And if you have a septic and it's questionable, we definitely want to do it. We want to understand what's there. Then we're going to put it out via multiple listing services. So we've got Faith. We update the seller's disclosure. We put it out under multiple listing and. Just in Hunterdon and Somerset County, we have 2,250 agents. But of all the agents that are in the multiple listing system, and we're in the Garden State, there's probably like 10 or 20,000 agents. Most of them are territorial. The people in Morristown aren't necessarily going to come to Clinton Township, but every once in a while you might see that. There's company referral networks within Coldwell Banker where we refer people. Coldwell Banker, the parent company, NRT, owns a lot of other brands besides Coldwell Banker, and we get referrals all the time from them as far as buyers and sellers. Referrals. Lots of times, if I get a seller, a buyer, looking to buy in an area I'm not familiar with, I'll call another Coldwell Banker agent, got one going on right now, and saying I will pay you a standard referral fee. It's usually around 30%. You take care of the seller, and of the 100% that you get, I get a 30% referral fee for giving them that business. Social networks. I spend a lot of money on social networks. My personal Facebook business page, Coldwell's page, my personal YouTube channel, and my personal LinkedIn channels are just a few of them. But my site, jpeters.com, is the best. And then we have the Coldwell Banker CBX app, which is absolutely fabulous. It's an app that gives us a lot of information about the buyer, and it also gives the buyer a lot of information about our house. So that's sort of what the buyer agreement consists of. I'm sure I should say the seller agreement. So you as the seller have a lot of rights. We as the agent want you to know what your rights are. And we, by law, have to work within those rights. There are three governing parties, or I should say levels, to real estate law and ethics. The first is the national level. There's a national level of real estate ethics. Then there's a state level, and then we have our local chapter. And I'm in 100 in Somerset chapter, and Somerset Associate of Realtors. As I said, there's about 2,250 agents in there. We don't have our own code of ethics, but we do adhere to the state codes and the national codes of ethics. And we try to make sure that the realtors are operating at the level they should be, and then we mediate any complaints from customers about agents or even agents about agents. Every once in a while we get in an argument as to whose customer it was. Shouldn't affect your transaction, but it might affect how the agent gets paid. I do sit on the board of the HSAR, and I serve on several other committees, including education. Then there's absolutely no way of circumventing your lawyer's outlook on things. When I take a transaction into attorney review, and I typically do that once we've agreed to all of the points in principle, price, what's included, dates, what's not included, other special items, are the window treatments included or not, we then start the attorney review process. Once it goes to attorney review, your attorney is in control, and he remains in control until closing. He will go through crossing the T's and dotting the I's legally to protect your best interest. Once attorney review is finished, he will say, we can start the inspection process. And when the inspection points come back, that attorney will spearhead the letters and the conversation on what needs to be fixed and what we agree on and what we disagree on and what the final solutions are. And then that attorney will work with the mortgage company and the title company to guarantee that everything is in place through the closing. And then the closing, from the day you make an offer to the day you close on the property, is probably somewhere around 8 weeks. And it used to be a lot shorter. It used to be more like 5 or 6. But since we had the financial meltdown in the last 10 years, a lot of rules and regs have been put into place so that we're much more careful and our hands are a little more tightly tied as to who can borrow money and the process they have to go through, including attorney review and inspection and mortgage qualification. It takes a little bit longer, and it's probably a better process because nobody's going to get hurt like they did last time. So, once again, my name is Joe Peters. I work with Coldwell Banker. I service both Hunterdon and Somerset counties, and I am based out of the Warren office, but I live in Clinton, and I'm heavily involved in both the Hunterdon County and the Somerset County Board of Realtors, and also in the Chamber of Commerce. And this radio station is coming to you on today, which is the 17th of October 2017, from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce radio station in Flemington, New Jersey. And I'm available to answer any questions you might have. I'm going to play my paid commercial one more time. Then we're going to go to a few other sponsored commercials, and our next radio host will be here in approximately 7 or 8 minutes to pick up and take you on to his show. Once again, Joe Peters signing out. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property you face in your lifetime and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician 100 HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're fighting for lower taxes, big tax cuts, the biggest tax cuts in the history of our nation. We're fighting for tax reform as part of that.
President Trump addressing tax reform and the benefits to the American people, saying the tax cuts on business will generate more jobs and higher wages.
It's going to spur business. You look at other countries, what they've done, and we're competing with other countries. We can't be at 35%. And think we're going to remain competitive in terms of companies and in terms of jobs.
The Coast Guard reporting they have suspended the search for a missing oil rig crew worker in Louisiana. A platform exploded Sunday night, injuring 7 people, 1 worker missing. The Coast Guard says they thoroughly searched the area and were unable to find him. and a semi-truck driver pleading guilty in connection to the deaths of illegal immigrants that he transported in a hot trailer and left in a Walmart parking lot in San Antonio. USA Radio News.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even